This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 26th. God's word to you today is action sequence. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 22, verses 16 to 17, and it says, "This is what the Lord says, because you have obeyed me, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky." If you are going to walk with God, you need to understand this. God will ask you to do things sometimes that will not make sense, all in a bid to make you feel what he is feeling. God will take you through a path that you cannot understand, all because you are his friend. You cannot be friends with somebody and not feel what the person is feeling. God says, "You are my friend, so I want you to feel what I am feeling." God said to Isaiah, "Take your son." God said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, the one that you love, so that you will know how it feels, so that you will experience my pain." Check through history and the story of everyone that is great with God. God will require them to live or give sacrificially. Imagine this. God has it in his mind to do something huge and mighty. Then God would say to his friends, "You give something that is huge and mighty to you." Sadly, a lot of the time, some people miss it. Every time God asks me to give something huge and mighty, I'm always excited because God does not take from us. When God asks us to give that which is huge and mighty in our own eyes, God is not trying to take things from us. God is trying to get things to us. God is not trying to take blessings away from us. God is trying to get blessings to us. When God says we should sacrifice for him, what God is saying is, "I want to see you through it so that when I do mine for you, it begins to make sense." Isaiah 7 verse 3 says, "Then the Lord said to Isaiah, take your son, Sher Jashub." A lot of people miss God in this. This is why you must get it. God is placing a demand on something and you are afraid to release it. You cannot walk with God that way. Some people say to God, "I cannot sacrifice that because if I do it, I will die." God says, "Exactly. I want you to die so that you can know that I am the only one that can raise you up from the dead. Die so that you can experience God's resurrection power." God says concerning Abraham in Hebrews 11 verse 19, that he reckoned that God was able to raise his son from the dead, even if he had to kill him. Why? Because God had promised that in Isaac shall Abraham's seed be. Abraham was confident that even when he sacrifices Isaac, God is able to bring him back from the dead. In other words, Abraham was about to see some action. Every time God asks you to do something that is huge, you are about to see action. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to hold tightly to you and loosely to things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.